All right, we're here with Gabriel Ponce and Sam Roberson. Guys, thanks for being here in your hotel room.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I guess first question for both of you. You can answer one at a time. How's the season been so far in your first full season of baseball?
It's been going, like I said, ups and downs, but I think we're making a lot of progress over like the course of the season so far, so. Yeah, we've been doing our thing and trying to adjust where we need, just go from there.
To move on for that, I think we've done better adjustments, and I think we're growing as a team during the season. Like you see, we didn't start so hot, but then we're just building and building and just trying to work together and be better together. That's what I think.
Let's talk about on the mound. You're both different spots. Sam, you're a starter. Ponce, you're a reliever. What is your preparation like for a game, whether you're starting or closing a game?
Well, for me, it's like all based on routine. Like, first of all, throughout the week, like you have all different days where you do different stuff. And then on game day, it's just, yeah, putting it all together in your preparation to just get ready for the game. Like, you don't try to do too much and work on stuff because it's all about the game. It's all about competing at that point. So you're just trying to get yourself ready, your body ready, and be ready for the stress you're going to put in your body during the game.
See, for me, it's different. I've never been a reliever until this year, and like my mindset is just, I mean, I'm in the game, I'm paying attention, sometimes I'm just talking to my teammates, but once I get my name called, it's just like, okay, lock in, and it's where like I just get serious about it.
So for both of you, is there a switch that kind of flips in terms, like both of you are pretty laid back guys when you're off, especially off the field, and even times during the game when you're not playing? Do you think there's that switch of like, all right, now it's time to go?
Oh, for me, there's definitely a switch. It's like, I just don't care about anything else around me. I don't hear anything when I'm standing on the mound. Like, whenever I'm in the dugout, I'm still locked in, but like, I can talk to people. But it's definitely a switch, because I just want that more of a focus during the game and just don't care about things, because it's about competing and about pitch by pitch, and you just want to have that focus throughout the whole game.
For me, it's more like as a reliever, I do my pre-workout, and it's right there is when I switch, like, okay, it's game time mode, so I just need to stay focused. And when I go out there, it's just, honestly, I just stay focused on the game, not really, I don't really listen to nobody, so it's just like, I'm there and I'm locked in just the game. I also have I like to have a lot of fun. So it's just like have
for
fun,
sure.
Compete, come back. I don't really talk to nobody once I'm in the game, but once I'm out of the game, it's just like I can enjoy the game, and then I'm still like looking at the game and everything.
Do you feel a little more responsibility, or maybe just a different role now that Reuther and Adrian are gone? Do you feel like it's kind of your turn to step into what they were expected to do? Or do you kind of feel the same?
I mean, for me, I kind of feel the same. But when I look for other people, it's just like I see people and they tell me, okay, you're going to have to take that role. But at the same time, it's like, okay, I'm just going to be me. Still, there's going to be opportunities for me and there's going to be opportunities for everyone else. But
does the ninth inning feel different than, say, the seventh or the eighth?
It is different because, obviously, the last three outs of the game are always the hardest ones to get out.
Do you like it?
I like it. I feel like, so I've come into the game like kind of pressure situations, and I feel like I like pressure more situations than I like to lay back now. It's just different now that I'm a reliever, and my mindset has changed from being a starter.
They say closers are crazy. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. What do you think, Sam?
I would agree with that too.
Sam, for you, when it's your turn in the rotation, you see guys like Noswell that are pitching well right now. Do you feel like maybe as friendly competition you want to like go out and perform the same or do better or whatever it is? Are you just kind of trying to just cheering your guys on?
Oh, I'm cheering my teammates on. It's like it's fun to watch. Like everybody's working hard for their position, position in the rotation, and they want to go out there every fifth day to compete as well. And they're doing everything they can for that too. And I'm doing the same thing. So you're just cheering them on. And when it's your chance to go out there, of course you want to do better than your teammates and you want to show that you're the best. But there's know, like, anything that you want to do better, and, like, whenever they do better than you, you're going to be down. No, it's like, they just had a better day, and next time you'll do better than they do. So it's a friendly competition. Like, you want to do better, but it's not anything that you want to, not let them compete well.
Yeah. We're recording this on July 3rd. Your last outing was a pretty good one. What were you feeling differently that day? Did maybe the coming out of the, having to come out of the pen just because we weren't sure about the rain have anything to do with it? Or did you just feel like you were more locked in that day? Or?
I was a lot more locked in. I just flipped the switch like a little further than I used to on other starts where I just like wanted to be more like a little bit more relaxed and just go into the game and just go pitch by pitch. But now it was just like, I didn't care about anything else around it. I was just going to do my thing and, throw what I wanted to throw and then get guys out. And I knew, like, if you have that confidence, then you can throw whatever you want that day. And it just works and it plays and you can get out of tough situations sometimes. So,
longest road trip of the year for us that we're in right now. Is there any fatigue of kind of over it, ready to get back? Or you kind of like the road trip life?
Oh, no, I hate the road trip life. Me and Sam both hate it. We got our food canceled like 4 times. And then it's just a mission to be on the road, to be honest. It just feels more comfortable to be home and then having the advantage of staying at home. And then, like, obviously we have a house and then we can cook up everything. No, we don't have to order food and stuff. But the road trip life is kind of hard. But, I mean, we can get over it. We can get on it. You know?
Yeah, it's different. It's like at one point you start get tired of it because it's just everything is the same thing and you come back to a smaller hotel room than what you have at your house. So it's like whenever you get out there and go back to your home team and have your home fans back, is like always a lot more fun.
Yeah, it is more fun when you have like home audience and home advantage sometimes. Yeah.
Both of you are pretty far from home, I'd say, in this league. Is it kind of nice having being in the clubhouse with the guys to at least have some support, or are there times where you kind of wish you were home?
No, I mean, even though we fight sometimes and like we have our own fun right there in the clubhouse, I think of it like this is fun. Like this is kind of like becoming a family because at first it was kind of rough, but everybody tries to connect with each other still, and then it's starting to build. Like everybody's just hanging out more with the American guys, and then the Latins like the American guys, and the American guys like the Latin guys now. So I think we're building up a pretty good bond as a team now than we were used to. I mean, I do miss home, especially the food for me, but because, you know, Mexico is different. I don't know about Sam.
I mean, for me, it's a different type of fun. Like, with family, you have, like, other conversations, and it's just your family, your loved ones around you is, like, always the best thing, but on the field, in the clubhouse, it's with your teammates, it's just a lot more fun in a different way. Like, you're joking around, you're talking, it's a lot of fun, I feel like. So, for me, of course, I miss home, but it's a different type of fun that takes away that missing feeling.
And also with the staff, they're funny too, right?
Yeah.
And I like also messing with the cultures. I like knowing about the cultures, so that's what makes it good.
Yeah, I guess you're a good bridge for it because, like, we have guys that don't speak English or guys that don't speak Spanish. I mentioned this in a podcast that we do with our other affiliates. The beginning of the year kind of felt like we have guys that are just got drafted in 2020, guys that just came up. So it's kind of a mishmash of people who may not have known each other until this season. Do you feel like that was the case at the beginning of the year? And how does, now that we're closer, help start to win more games?
It's just like everybody was opened up. Like everybody just, as soon as a person came by, it's like we greet each other like, hey, what's up? How are you? Where are you from? What's your name? Everything. And then even the Latins were like, hey, well, they know I speak both languages. So they helped me like, hey, let me. How do I say this? How do I say that? And then they will go with him or like the new guy and then they'll explain this. And then they just meet themselves right there. And then they're opened up, which is I think a good thing because being like separated would like do a big impact on the team in the future, I think.
You just want everybody to be like the most comfortable in the clubhouse. Like, you need to have that connection. You need to get people, give the opportunity to like be confident within the group and on the field, and that's how you create a good environment for everyone to win ball games. And as long as you don't have those good connections, then not everybody's gonna feel that confident. So that's a tough thing to, and it's keeping you from winning games sometimes. So I think that's a really good thing we do, that we greet everyone. Everyone who's new on the team, like, is going to feel comfortable because we're just going to talk to you and we're just going to make you feel part of it.
Let's switch gears a little bit in the last part of this. You're actually, you're roommates right now in this hotel. You're also roommates back home. Who is, maybe this is a tough question to answer, who's the worst roommate?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know because...
Who's dirtier?
Sam.
Yeah, I think.
Sam, 100%. But the thing is, Sam, it's like, he's home, but he's not home sometimes. You know?
I got you. Who's better at video games?
Possibly.
Me. Oh, yeah. I think me. Even though I haven't played in like 2 months, I've been a little rusty, but I've been nasty in like half of my games. And in this... Oh, I was going to say something, but... In this bad hotel Wi-Fi.
Y'all are down two roommates, so it's just you two. What is that vibe like now that it's just you two? Y'all feel closer now, or?
I mean, it's always fun to be like around this guy. I mean, we were always talking shit and like talk trash to like get each other going, and like also a competitive vibe is like, you know, you want the other one to do good and everything, and also like in a hotel room, you're like, you're talking about all kinds of things, like on the field, off the field. It's always fun. It's always like a little bit like smack.
It's intense. It's intense because I'll give him stuff and then he'll give me stuff.
Yeah.
But then we'll actually do it.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Just like he's a little younger than me, but it's just like we're really like close in age, so it's just fun to like interact with him and see how he views his points in life and base one just in life. And then see what my point of view is on that. It's just fun.
I think there was a game earlier this season where you two were the only two that pitched in the game. Maybe somebody else had come in, but that's got to feel pretty cool. Just being two roommates and finishing off a game, just you two pitching.
Oh, yeah. We were just out here living it in the room after. We're just listening to music. We didn't go to sleep till late. But
do you all feed off of each other in terms of pitching, maybe like some, if you have a poor outing and if Ponce maybe saw something, or if Ponce has a poor outing, maybe you saw something, or if you did well and talking about what you did well, do y'all kind of go back and forth on that, or when it's away from the field, you kind of just know baseball?
Oh, no, I mean, we do talk about it every day. Even though it was a good or bad outing, we just still talk about it every day after the game.
Last question here, we'll wrap up. What are our goals for the rest of the season?
Maybe
just individually.
So here's the thing. We would call each other out because we wouldn't throw harder. And then this man throws 96, and then I have to throw 96, and so he'd be calling me out ever since then. So there we have it. Now we...
Yeah.
It's a little competition, but it's a fun competition we have here. Right, Sam?
Yeah, and we, like, cheer each other on whenever we get to that point, like, whenever he hit 96, like, yesterday. You know, like, I was cheering him on for it because it's been a while since he had it. So I went on with him for a decent amount of time. And, let's hope we both get better at that and hit 97, and we can get on each other again.
Sam, do you think you could get a hit off of Ponce? Ponce, do you think you could get a hit off of Sam?
Oh, for sure.
Bro. give me five at bat.
Dude, I don't need five. I need one, dude.
Bro. No, because the person's going right to the ribs.
What is Ponce's best pitch, and what is Sam's best pitch?
I think my best pitch for
right and
now.
Your pitch
for him?
Yeah.
I think his face fastball is his best pitch.
Well, I like your cutter when it's working, but it's because your fastball has, like, sometimes it's good, and sometimes it has more life into it. So, I mean, it just depends, because we've been working on stuff, so it's, like, more, we're all also, like, as, because we're working on our mechanics, so it's just going to change sometimes our pitches, but it's going to make them better, obviously, because we always want to improve on that.
Are you ever just trying to learn a new pitch in the middle of the season, or is that more of an off-season thing? If so, what new pitch are you trying to learn?
I mean, the thing is with, of course, we're trying to figure out ways to, like, make our mechanics a little more efficient, and with that, it comes that it might be a little off on the pitch that you had before, like a changeup. It's a field pitch, and whenever you change something in your mechanics, like, just a slight change can mix it up and, like, can make it not work as well anymore. So you have to figure out, like, you have to grab it a little different. It's not really like learning like a new pitch, but it's more like adjusting wherever you need to make it like be how it was.
It's finding the feel, I think. Because for me, I mean, sometimes I'll be trying out, I had my slider, and then all I did, I was in the parking lot just playing catcher for her, and I was just playing with the baseball, and I just tucked in my thumb, and that felt way better, and it was like literally way more sharp. It had less loop on it, so it's just playing around with it, finding the good grip for you, the grip that feels comfortable for you.
Well, this was fun. We got to get on a bus soon. Thanks for doing this, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome.